you know how important a CMA is to your current agents. Today on Broker Promo Podcast, we're going to talk about why it's important for your recruits. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the Doctor of Flow. I'm here as usual with the big guy, Matt Vi. What's up, Matt?
Man, just living the dream. We had a great episode come out. You know, if everybody just needs to go and listen to that episode, right? So you're gonna talk about that for a second?
Yeah, for sure. We interviewed Bob Berg for a second time, author of The Go-Giver. Amazing speaker, just amazing human being on the planet.
Absolutely.
And you gotta go check that out. And you know, he talked about stratospheric success. He talked about the five elements of value that you must have, specifically in sales, but those translate beautifully into recruiting.
Everything
as well.
Else, yeah. And that's our 300th episode, right?
Yep, you said that? Absolutely, yeah. Man. Way to go, man!
Yeah, here you put we up are, with 300.
300 episodes. That's a feat. And so. Yeah, so Matt, tell us what we're talking about today.
So we know how important CMAs are to agents, right?
Yeah, Country Music Awards.
Yeah, Country Music Awards. Okay. And so what we're going to talk about today is how and why you should leverage what you know about CMAs to the agents that you're trying to recruit in your market. We're going to dig into that a little bit.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Before we do, guys, make sure you go in the links in the description below. Click on the one that says Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society and join us. Friday, we had 16 brokers there last Friday, talking about how to grow their brokerage and different strategies that they're using, and they brought amazing questions. We'd love to see you and hear your questions or your success stories. It's absolutely free, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every single Friday. And so, Matt.
I don't know which one I love better. I don't know if I like it when there's 16 or 20 brokers in there and they're all just kind of, you know, everybody. Because it's from franchises and independents and small brokers and big brokers. And, you know, we had somebody that had 3 agents and we had somebody that had 600 agents in their brokerage, right? And so it was really cool that they were all kind of in there. But, you know, it's also fun sometimes whenever we have just a few brokers show up, right? And then, you know, they're like, hey, you know, I didn't want to ask this in front of everybody. I just wanted to whatever. So it's really cool regardless of who's there.
Yeah.
Because the conversation always fits that environment. You follow me?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so really absolutely. Cool. Yeah. And it's really cool. And, you know, I don't want the whole episode to be Broker We're Not So Secret Society. But the broker who had 600 agents learned something while he was there. The broker who had 1 agent, she learned something while she was there. Learned something while
he
was there.
So. And he contributed, and so did she.
Yeah.
Right? So all the way around, man, who doesn't win in that situation, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so that's going exactly, that's as cool as having 300 episodes.
Yes, I completely agree with that. So, CMAs. Guys, I bet you didn't think you'd tune into this. We'd be talking about CMAs, right? Matt, just tell me really quick. What the hell's that got to do with recruiting?
Right, yeah, I got you.
That's my new line.
Right, I got you. Yeah. Because with me, everything has to do with recruiting.
Right.
So there is recruiting is the cipher, right? That's how you unlock everything. Yeah. So anyway, you know, so of course on Thursdays, you know, we have, you know, we've got BOP Live, right?
Yep.
Mastermind for agents from across the country. We've got same thing, you know, we've got agents from everywhere. Now that's a lot bigger group, right? But then like BNSS is. But you know, we talk about things that are in there, and I can tell in the conversation in there, you know, there's every range of people who have understanding about what's going on with a CMA, right?
Yes.
There's people that really just get it, and then there's people that really don't have any clue.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't have to do with experience level.
Yeah.
Because there's some brand new agents that come in that maybe were an appraiser or an engineer whatever, and they understand the numbers. They know how to figure all of that out. And then there's other people that have been in the business for a long time, and they've never really had to be great at CMAs.
Yeah.
Right? The people just say, hey, call and list my house and whatever. So it doesn't have to do with experience level. I think that's one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we pointed out in this podcast, because it's crucial to understand that, that man, just because they're experienced doesn't mean they get it.
Yeah.
So wanted to make sure that we dig into that.
Yeah, I like that. So that, you know, that has just as much to do with recruiting.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
You don't have to be a broker for 35 years to be successful at recruiting.
Right.
So absolutely. Just putting that in everybody's ears, yep. ears as well. So, you know, if let's say I'm one of those brokers who's like, man, I'm really good at CMAs, mm-hmm. right? We talk about delegation of CMAs as well.
Yeah.
Before I ask my question, let everybody know, right? There's some delegation that can be happening here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, this is the example I give on a pretty regular basis, right? And sometimes there's pushback and sometimes there's argument and people can act like they're right, but they're not. Okay. So, you know, if you are an expert at a CMA, it's time for you to teach somebody else how to be really good at a CMA.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know anything about it, then it's time for you to learn to be good at it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's what, what we run into sometimes is, you know, I'll hear people say, nobody can do a CMA as good as I can. And so I don't want to delegate it to my team members and I don't want to delegate it to my staff or whatever. Okay. Then don't delegate the whole thing to them. Delegate the aggregation of the data to them so that they start learning to take the steps that they need to so that one day they are as good at it or almost as good at it as you are. And so the argument is, well, I've walked in all these houses. I know when the subdivision was new. I know when I sold that house to the first person and sold it to somebody else and then sold it to them. So I know all the repairs that have been done in the house and upgrades and updates and all that kind of stuff. I promise I get that. That is the very specific part that doesn't happen as often in a CMA as just getting a CMA done directly. And then the other thing that happens is sometimes those things can skew the way you look at it.
Yeah.
And not in the favor of it being an accurate CMA. So if you're really good at doing a market analysis, reach out to your staff member or even another agent in the office and ask them to do a CMA and then you review it. Let them collect it. A new or newer agent would benefit from it. You can help them understand how to do it better and it's going to save you some time.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So if I'm using, you know, if we're talking about CMAs and we're, you know, connecting this to recruiting, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, you know, you're not going to your recruits and being like, you know, looked up your house.
Right. Yeah, and you suck on a CMA. Although that might be accurate.
Yeah. Or the house they live in.
Yeah.
Here's the value of your home.
Right.
I'm guessing we're going in a sense of, you know, possibly, and just tell me if I'm wrong, you know, you can do that. Yeah, maybe even producing some content on the right ways to do it. Basically, making yourself look like the expert,
absolutely,
in the eyes of your recruits. Is that similar? Is that just like a small piece of what we're talking about, or
both of those answers are correct? Yes, okay. It's similar, and yes, it's a small piece for okay. sure, right? So here's what I would want to make sure that, you know, being a broker that you pay close attention to first. Are you good at doing a CMA?
Okay.
Not, do you just think you're good, but are your properties selling for about what they're supposed to be selling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're a broker and you're trying to make sure that you use this because maybe you're a numbers person and you're super good at this at, you know, doing the CMA. So maybe you want to showcase that in what you do from a recruiting standpoint, okay. especially if you help your agents be good at a CMA. So if your whole office is really good at a CMA, And they're good, their list of price ratios are good and all that kind of stuff, and time on market because it's priced well and they know how to have a price adjustment conversation if the seller didn't listen to the CMA to start with. If you're really good with all that, you got your 753 conversations down pat. All of that is, if all of that is good, my gosh, you should absolutely be using that in what you're doing from a recruiting standpoint. But let me go. So let's step out of that, which we'll step back into it in just a minute.
Okay.
Let's step out of that for a second. And here's, I want to try to drive this point home a little bit. Okay. So there are brokers listening right now that are like, oh, yeah, maybe you could use a CMA, maybe not. But, you know, I just need to get the appointment. If I get in front of them, I'll win and I'll, you know, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
They're already thinking all of that. Okay. Some of those brokers are the same brokers that feel really comfortable reaching out to somebody and saying, hey, you know, I was reviewing your numbers. And when I was reviewing your numbers, if you'd like to sit down, I could kind of go over how we might be able to help you out with your business. I noticed that your business is off a little bit, or I noticed you're, you know, you could probably do more listings. What you're basically saying is, I've done a CMA on your business and I'd like to sit down and talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you think that that's a good part of the conversation to have, then why wouldn't having a CMA on their talking about how to do an appropriate CMA on properties be a good conversation to have.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about numbers and showcase that, then go ahead and lean into it, figure it out, think it through, do what you're good at, and start putting that on display. I'm not saying when you sit down in your interview that you talk for 45 minutes about how good you are at CMAs.
Right.
Let's just be super crystal clear.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, please do that.
So what I am saying, though, right, is use that from an appointment standpoint. Use that to get someone's attention so that you can have those other conversations with them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
We call it a CRA.
What's that?
Comparative realtor analysis.
There you go.
You're like, I've looked at all the realtors in your area.
Right.
And I've done a comparative analysis. And
yeah, you're clearly undervalued.
You're clearly undervalued. Okay, so, you know, I'm an agent.
Uh-huh.
Right? And, you know, I'm getting a call. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm getting an email or a text. You know, I don't know how everybody's reaching out. And you know, a broker's essentially, you know, done a CRA on me, right? They're not saying that, of course.
Right.
I can kind of tell, like, okay, you know, how do I look at that, right? Am I looking at that like...
Yeah, you're not calling them up and saying, look, I looked at your home values and you did it wrong, right? Let's be crystal clear about that. That's not what we're doing here, right? What we're doing is we're putting content out on social media that says things like, you know, are your properties sitting on the market more than 45 days in this pace of a market?
Yeah.
The reason why might be two things that you're not doing exactly right in your CMA. Reach out to me and I'm happy to share those with you. Or put something out if you don't like that, if that's too aggressive for you, then put something out in the same vein, but not saying it the same way. Put something out that says, you know, hey, if your properties are staying on the market less than 14 days, that means you're doing a great job on a CMA. If you don't mind, share in the comments below what the biggest thing is that you think matters on a CMA. And so now, so this is such a crucial part of, I gotta point this out. So one of our brokers, Ryan, right?
Yep.
You know, whenever he started with us, okay, yep. So he was putting out a little bit of social media on stuff, and he uses a program that allows him to track the engagement,
yeah.
Okay? And so he was putting stuff out, and whenever he would put it out, he was getting probably 25 or 30 views on what he was putting out,
yeah.
Okay? All right, so the last time that we measured with him, you know, we had him, you know, kind of talk about it on the mastermind. He's getting about 900 views per post now.
Yeah.
Okay. And the most important part of that is his audience is now a higher concentration of real estate agents in the market because of what we've helped him do. Okay.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, you know, we've asked him, oh, well, how many people are clicking on it and, you know, going and commenting and all that kind of stuff and everything. And he's I think he hired somebody, right?
Yes.
First week or something like that. You know, he's with us that, you know, he got somebody off of his social media, but that's not the point. And that's what he said. He said, you know, I see the big picture here.
Yeah.
He said, what's happening is, you know, before I wasn't getting noticed as a broker.
Right.
He said, now my audience is agents and my messaging is to agents. And now I'm getting 800, 900 people looking at my views, reviewing my stuff on a regular basis that are real estate agents. He goes, even if they're not clicking on it saying, hey, Ryan, I want to come work for your office. Even if they're not saying that,
right. They
still see him as someone that is a real estate broker that is delivering valuable content. And so when he does connect with them, they already have an idea. They've already moving on that path of know, like, and trust with a lot of people. That's a lot of views per post.
You know it.
And that's over less than 90 days.
Oh, yeah, right at it.
So that's what I'm talking about here. So if you're putting information out about a CMA and that CMA and how to do them the right way, and you're saying, hey, you know, everybody collaborate and share, and, you know, how do you do this, and do you think days on market is more important than price per square foot, and if not, why, you know, comment below. Even if no one comments, you're still creating a snapshot. You're placing a line of code in the head of the agents that are in your market, provided you're connected with them.
Right.
As a broker.
Yeah.
And, man, that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we're doing that. And if you're good at CMAs, that's why you should be showcasing that.
Yeah, I like that. And it's just as easy to say, you know, if you're good at other things, it doesn't mean you need to go and, you know, become like the master at CMAs,
right.
You know, to be able to recruit some agents. If you're good at some other things inside of your brokerage, make sure that you kind of take it, you know, take a tally of those. Right. Make a list. Say, man, what is it that in my office, helping my agents, or even when you were an agent, or maybe you're still selling, that's cool too. What is it that you're really good at in real estate? And think, how can I utilize that to recruit more agents, mm-hmm. in the future? Guess what? If you don't know how to do that, we can help you. We can help you with that on Fridays.
Yeah.
So, Matt, yep. my last question about this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm a broker. I'm really good at CMAs. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna produce some content. You know, do you think it matters what type of content that is? We obviously know that we like video better than we like anything else,
right?
You know, give us just an example. Mm-hmm. Of like one piece of content, like pretend you're a broker. I almost mm-hmm. want them to be able to just take this and almost use it as like a template to do their first post, right? Yeah. I just want them to be like, you know what? I can do that.
Right.
And give us just like, a little template, 30 seconds or something like that, of something that people can say. And then, of course, we'll put a bow on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this kind of combines two parts of this conversation, right? One is, what tools do you use to get the information, right? Yep. So it can be MLS, it can be, there's programs out there that you can buy and they give you data, right?
Absolutely.
There's you can get stuff from National Association of Realtors. You can get stuff from your local association. Some states have, graphs that they put together and all that kind of stuff. You can absolutely, there's a lot of tools available to be able to leverage that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first post is, go find one of those that you like that resonates with you as a broker.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to take that information and you're going to make a post. I suggest a video, right? You and I talked about this.
Yep.
You can do a voiceover. If you don't want to do it on video, that's absolutely fine. Put your phone on the graphic,
yeah.
Start the recording and talk behind the phone about the graphic, if that's what you want to do,
right.
But do it, right? But find a graphic that has that one piece of information and say something along the line of, here's part of a market report that's put out by our state association on a regular basis. When you do your market analysis, which part of this data do you think is the most important as a real estate agent that truly helps sellers? Comment below and let me know which part you think is the most important. And then what I would do before I made that post,
mm-hmm.
I would go to three or four agents in my office and say, hey, listen, I'm getting ready to make this post. Do you mind, making some type of comment on that post of what you think is important? Because I know that you're good at CMAs.
Yeah.
And so when your agent sees that post, they go in there and they go, oh, well, I think days on market's the most important. The other one goes, yeah, Billy Bob, I agree. Days on market's really most important. But the other thing that I would do is, any recruits that I'm close on, that I'm having good conversations with, I'd say the same thing to them. I'd reach out to them and I'd say, hey, listen, I'm getting ready to make this post. If you would just take a look at that, and I'd love to hear, if you don't mind, comment on it. I'd love to hear what you think is the most important part of this, because I'm going to be talking about CMAs and we know how important they are. So if you don't mind, just comment on it. Now, all of a sudden, you make this post and, hopefully your people share it, right? Ask them to share it. But now all of a sudden you've got agents from other offices and your agents commenting. If you're connected with agents in the market and they say, wait a minute, I know Billy Bob and Betty Sue are with Ben's office, but Jimmy Joe isn't with Ben's office, and whoever isn't with Jimmy's office or Ben's office, but they're still commenting on this. They're taking note of that.
Yeah.
They're seeing that, right? And even if they're not consciously acknowledging it, non-consciously, that is being programmed. Please do not underestimate that. When people go by your post and they see your post and they see that it's something that has to do with real estate and you look like a broker and other people are commenting on it, you automatically look like a better broker.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. But guys, I know something that you would love. Go down in the links in the description below. We have a recruiting, but just made me think about this, all this we're talking about. We have a recruiting bundle down below. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's packed full of different videos and different recruiting ideas. And so, again, we talked specifically about CMAs today, but I just want to make sure that everyone can just get as much value as possible out of it. There are other things. There are other different tactics that feels like, man, I'm terrified of video, that kind of thing. There's so many different things that you can do Just click on that and get that. It's absolutely free.
Yeah, and look at it. And if you're like, hey, I'm not sure how to apply this, or I like this and, you know, I want to know a little bit more about it, or Matt, this is horrible, I don't know why you would put this in a recruiting bundle, come in on Friday. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be amazing.
Yep.
So, Matt.
Yep.
Great job today, man.
Well, thanks.
Over 300 episodes. This is probably going to be like 320. We're so right. far ahead right now. But
right.
That being said, Matt, we do this and everything else that we do for one reason and one reason alone. Tell them what it is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.